Hi, welcome to another Revenue Hub Who Are We interview, where we talk with one of our expert partners and find out a bit more about them and their organisation. Today we're joined by Bill Scanlon, President and CEO at Strategic Solution Partners, and Jacqueline Villamil, Chief Operating Officer at Strategic Solution Partners. In this discussion, Bill and Jacqueline introduce us to the company, when they were founded, their typical clients, why they came into existence, what is their service offering, and how do they add value to their clients. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hi guys, thanks for joining us on one of our Who Are We interviews. Looking forward to hearing a lot more about Strategic Solution Partners, how you came about, how long you've been around, and what services and solutions you're providing to your clients and where you're going in the future. But probably before we get into that, it would be correct and appropriate to get each of you to introduce yourself. So Bill, if I could ask you just to introduce yourself first of all, that would be brilliant.
Will do. Well, thanks so much for having us, Trevor. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Bill Scanlon. I'm the president, CEO, and founder of the company. Probably 30 years. I don't want to date myself too much, but I've been in the business long enough to know what I need to know and what I don't know. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much. And Jacqueline, over to you.
Hello, I'm Jacqueline Villamil. I'm the COO for Strategic Solution Partners, and I've been in the industry since the early 90s. So quite a while.
Quite a while. And both of you come from a strong sales marketing background. Is that right? Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
No, absolutely. Yes. Yes, we do. We do. And I think that's really kind of served us well relative to our company, our longevity, and our ability to adapt and change the marketplace. So, you know, sales and marketing is one of those disciplines where either you change or you die. So I think that's kind of prepared Jacqueline and I for, you know, where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. So,
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think. I just want to add that even though I think that we've both come through the sales and marketing side, as you get into the corporate roles, especially Bill, I would say with his role with Marriott and with Wyndham, we get exposed to definitely revenue management as a discipline because they've gone hand in hand with sales, but also very exposed to how the operations disciplines work and what they need to do. So I think that it was a great base for launching our next adventure here at Strategic Solution Partners.
You've done this before, haven't you? That's a great segue into talking about. Okay, so let's start with some kind of basic admin bits. So Strategic Solution Partners, I don't mind which of you wants to jump in here, but when was it founded? Where are you based? You know, kind of just a bit of the background detail behind it, and then we'll dig a little bit more into what you're all about. Who wants to kick that?
I think that's Bill's role. He founded the company, He needs to get that one.
Over to you.
Jacqueline just wants to get me out of the way so she can talk
about the important things.
No, just kidding. No, we were founded in 2007. And, you know, honestly, just like any senior exec that gets let go from their prior position, and there's so many people out there that have been in this situation, you know, I had the luxury of really being able to think about what I wanted to do next and where I wanted to go. And, you know, being in my mid-40s at that point in time, you know, it's still a matter of do you want to chase the career with a larger Fortune 500 company, or do you want to start to do something on your own? And honestly, got the opportunity to just sit down, think about it, put together a business plan. And both Jacqueline and I have run sales organizations. Mm-hmm. So it became very apparent that there's a gap between talent acquisition and the talent, and then the bandwidth of an organization to acquire that talent. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is above and beyond kind of a search organization. So in looking at the landscape, doing the due diligence, you know, Task Force just seemed to be one of a natural fit and an underserviced, you know, I guess, aspect of the business that was not necessarily being leveraged. So what, we went from $70,000 in sales to $9 million in sales. So that tells you what the marketplace is like.
Wow. Okay. Obviously demand then.
Yeah.
And you know, it was interesting, Trevor, because we came into a time of the industry where even though Task Force was utilized by hotels, you were always borrowing from sister properties. You mm-hmm. hardly ever went outside of your organization. So when Bill and I first started selling the service, people would, you know, look at us like, what do you mean? I would hire somebody to come and do task force. I can borrow from another hotel. But what they didn't realize is that when you borrow from another property, you create a hole over there. So you create a void, whether it's in revenue or in efficiencies, just to satisfy what's going on at your property. So it took us a while, but then the industry really understood the benefits of task force. And I think we're paving the way on what we're doing right now as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. So just kind of outline then, maybe pivoting from that last point. So what do you actually provide as a solution? How do you engage with your clients?
So since we started, our core business has been task force. Task force is temporary solutions. You have an open position, whether it's a manager or a leader. We don't do hourly positions. Mm-hmm. And we provide a carefully selected contractor to come in and fill in the role, not just a seat warmer, but really doing the position like a permanent solution would. Mm-hmm. So our company has been known for the quality of talent that we have. We have a very strict selection process, and we've been known for delivering results. You know, the quality of people that we hire or that we bring into our customers for as long as they need them really serve that position as if they were the full-time, you know, yeah, permanent position.
Yeah.
So we provide temporary staffing. Very, mm-hmm, very qualified contractors, like I said, for manager or leader roles, for as long as our clients need them in whatever discipline they need, whichever sales system or accounting system or any type of skill set that they need, we make the match with the right contractor. Good. So that has been our task force. That has been our core business. And what we're moving into is project-based consulting.
Yeah, we'll hold that. I'm gonna hold that for a moment. Yeah,
because yes. Okay. All right.
just picking up, Bill. If there's anything else to add into that piece, please do. But maybe a supplemental question aligned to that is around: what's your typical? Do you have a typical client profile?
Jacqueline.
He asked you.
We do. Yes, we do. You know, our typical client is 3-star plus full service.
Okay.
You know, management, franchise company, asset group, whatever the case might be. You know, that's typically who we support. Mm-hmm. You know, why have we targeted that type of customer? Because that's the type of talent that we provide.
Yeah.
And that is the level of operations that we're most comfortable supporting, mm-hmm, honestly and truly. My experience with Marriott, I had, gosh, probably 120 hotels across all the brands, right, you know, and select service, extended stay, limited service. You know, they all have their place in the marketplace, but the complexity of the operation and the expectation of the operation are not quite the same as the full service. Mm-hmm. So you've got a broader extent and a broader need and a deeper, I guess, pool of people, you know, that will help you, you know, function in that space. So that's where we felt like the opportunity lay, I guess. I'm trying to get the words right. And at the same time, you also had the independent, the boutique, the luxury side of it, in addition to the branded. So it's a pretty broad marketplace and, mm-hmm, underserved, you know, marketplace for us.
And I think I just,
so, and obviously it's turned out to be pretty the right place for us.
Absolutely. And I just want to pick up on something you said earlier, Jacqueline, and a key word or a word that you used multiple times there, Bill, which was broad. And Jacqueline, I think you were quite keen to emphasize earlier on that although your backgrounds were in sales and marketing, you're touching into revenue, you've touched into operations within your corporate roles. And I know that's reflected. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know talking with you guys as we were bringing you on board as an expert partner, you know, the depth and breadth and where you are able to add this task force solution mm-hmm, covers every remit. Can you just talk to that aspect a little bit?
Yes. We collaborate with our clients with all areas of operations, front office, engineering, finance, housekeeping. What am I forgetting?
F&B.
Food and beverage.
Yep.
Food and beverage, all aspects of food and beverage. We have a great associate partner, Bob Holland, who we brought in because he truly, his career was operations based. So we felt that he was a great addition to our team because we're both very sales and revenue oriented. So he has been a great asset to the company in developing with a true understanding of the nitty gritty of what operations is. So every single aspect. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I think it's just important, you know, from our point of view in terms of communicating to our audience, that I think
you can
sometimes get influenced a little bit by looking at people's backgrounds and experience. And although they can go onto your site and see the raft of experience of the consultancies, understanding that as a business and as a solution, you look at the complete operation of the hotel and can support with top. And I think that leads into as well the point that you touched on earlier, which is obviously the direction of travel that you're moving into, adding to now and this recent launch of your new project-based consulting division. I think, you know, being able to understand that there is a solution, particularly as we come out of the pandemic and people are maybe looking at repurposing their property, they're looking at maybe how they're having to utilize their limited resources, how they're looking to maximize the people that they do have on property, and where they may need a solution outside, as you say, rather than borrowing from another hotel, because they don't want to leave a gap there, and they may not be able anybody to borrow, but you still need you still maybe have a very defined project that you need some support on. So I guess that's what I picked up, that you guys are looking to explore, and I wondered if you could expand a little bit more on that area.
Well, I think, you know, I'll just jump in on this one, Jacqueline, if you don't mind. You know, from Trevor, you talked about a little bit earlier, you know, that there may be a little bit of a bias because Jacqueline and I just come from sales and marketing background. But I think anybody that's done that function within the confines of an overall operations realizes that anybody that's successful in sales, period, understands how to merge their product, their operations, and their support into the numbers and the growth that's expected out of the sales organization. So while you're out there and you are the face of the company, you also understand the importance of everyone who's alongside you in making that happen. So Jacqueline and I have been astute enough over the years to build a team, as she alluded to. We have an operations expert. We have a revenue management expert. We have a finance expert. You know, we know what we don't know, and we know who we need to bring in. Again, going back to my original comments of having run organizations, you build, we know how to build an organization. So when we look into becoming a hospitality solution provider, you know, we understand that currently in the COVID marketplace, it is so dynamic, it is moving so quickly that traditional organizations have been hamstrung by the cuts they needed to make in order to remain sustainable. And now they're having to figure out how to come back in a business model that is very traditional with half the staff that they used to have, and looking around trying to figure out how are they going to do this. You know, when one market, New York City, for the sake of discussion, you know, my experience with New York City, I ran it for years, you know, in both a global sales organization capacity and as a regional vice president capacity, and through 9/11. You know, so, you know, certainly I understand the importance of dynamics of change in marketplace and everything else, but nothing's been like COVID, and nothing's impacted major markets like COVID has. So where everybody used to make their money before and make it in substantial sums in major markets, they're no longer getting that revenue. So it's not just a matter of having half the staff, it's having half the profitability because the markets that produced, you know, and again, our sales and marketing background, and I'm probably rambling a little bit, but our sales and marketing background lets us understand all of these dynamics.
Well, it's the commercial reality,
how they're impacting our customer. And then what types of solutions do they need? So in bringing the hospitality solution provider piece, the industry expert piece, we're now bringing the expertise at a higher level of an organization that allows them, somebody to come in and either support or diagnose issues relative to the macro operation of a company. And oh, by the way, you know, once we find out exactly what the opportunities are, if you still don't have the staffing, we can bring our task force solution in underneath in order to allow you to execute against that. And then when you're done, let everybody go.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so it's really kind of a holistic approach relative to, if we had to run the organizations and we had to be part of those teams, what would we want?
Yeah.
What would we need? So, and since Jacqueline and I have the ability to adapt a company on a day-to-day basis, hour-to-hour basis, that's what we do. You know, customer calls and says, hey, I need something. And we have the ability to do it, but may not have it fully formed. We will partner with that customer in an open and honest environment in order to create that solution for them. So it's a sustainable solution, not just a one-stop shop. That makes sense. So sorry, let's talk a little bit on that.
No, absolutely.
I'd like to piggyback on something that Bill just said, and I think it's a key word that I want to really highlight. We partner with our clients. So when our clients are calling us for task force, it's not just, okay, you need a sales manager that knows CITY. No, it's let's understand what's going on at your property. So we can dig a little bit deeper and provide a solution that maybe goes beyond of what they're seeing, right? I was having a conversation with a client about 3 weeks ago, and it's a newly formed management company. They have two hotels. They're pitching new hotels constantly. She's the sales leader, and she said, Jacqueline, I'm going crazy. I have two hotels. I need a task force person because I keep having openings. So through the conversation, what we really came to is like, look, what I'm hearing you need is probably someone to help you at the corporate level to do your deployment, to do your, you know, develop your incentive plan, put a sales playbook in place. And at the same time, we'll provide you one task force person who can be your plug and play. You have a sales position open, you put that person there. You have a director position open, you put that person there. So it's really about partnering, like Bill said, and really understanding what the big picture issue is and how we can help you from top down. If you just need a task force person, that's great. But now we have the ability that if you need something at the higher level, we can partner with you as well. So like Bill said, you know, we provide project-based, but if you need the people to actually execute it, we can also provide that.
It's right. That very clear, defined, this is what I need doing, this is when I need it done by, this is what it's going to be, and job done. And you can evaluate, because sometimes there's, we hear from people where there's a, sometimes it's hard to evaluate. I know I'm paying for this consultant, but is it just an expensive employee, or am I actually, is this resonant? Right, okay, maybe I'm. Right. So, yeah. And I think that was the bit that I latched onto with this project-based piece, is it gives a chance to really define, and someone that is then engaging you knows what it's going to cost them and knows what the outcomes are going to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that that's where the discovery and definition period comes in, right? What are truly the needs? And so you outline them. What are the outcomes? What are the expected outcomes or deliverables? So, you know, we're a company that has been known for results. So we have extended that same philosophy into our project base. You know, consulting or consultants have had a really bad rap for that reason. You know, it's someone who costs a lot of money and I really don't know what they're doing. We have a different approach. It's very clearly defined. We identify the need. We provide, we recommend, you know, a solution, and the client takes it from there, right?
And I think what Jacqueline's hitting on, Trevor, is something that we really haven't talked about yet. Internally with our team and Jacqueline and I, it's really about ethical business behavior. You know, we're not about getting the sale, even though we're salespeople. We're all about accommodating the appropriate need for the client. And I know it sounds a little bit trite. You know, I know it's things that we've heard before, but that's honestly and truly the way we work. We had our team together in Chicago and we went through our mission, vision, values, which every company has. And I turned to the team and I said, how much do you see revenue quoted in our mission, vision, values? And there's one piece of revenue in four pages of mission, vision, values.
Right.
Number one, we review them on a regular basis with the team. Number two, we live them on a regular basis with the team. And number three, it's really not about the revenue. The revenue comes when you act appropriately, you act ethically, and you partner appropriately with your customers. Well, it's not rocket science.
The revenue is a transaction, a payment of transaction, isn't it? You know, if you have an agreement, we will pay you X if you deliver Y. Deliver Y, then the revenue X arrives in theory.
And nobody worries about service until they need it, you know, until something goes wrong, you know, and then it's like, okay, how do you, it's not the mistake, it's how do you make up for that mistake? How do you address that error? You know, how do you make it as right as you possibly can?
Yeah. No,
And again, that's something I think, you know, we haven't really hit on, but that really is part of our ethos. Mm-hmm. That's part of how we operate. That's who we are. And that's the way we work, mm-hmm. you know? And again, it's, I think until people experience us and they work with us, they are not really certain. But if you went out there and started to talk to our customers, they would definitely let you know that, you know, we stand by our word, we do what we say, and we're the best in the space.
Yeah, you just have to look at our 80-85% repeat business.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I think that's what really speaks to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
People don't come back if you're not doing a good job.
Exactly.
No, I think that's brilliant. No, that's really great. I really appreciate your time to sit and talk with us today. Thank you so much.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Bill and Jacqueline for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. We value your input, and we're happy to follow up with our guests. Also, if there are any topics that particularly interest you, or if there are any specific guests you would like to hear from, please do let us know. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. That's insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. And if you do happen to watch it on YouTube, it would be great if you could give it a thumbs up or even subscribe to the channel, as it really helps us out. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.